Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we've been talking about talking to yourself, about not only being able to recognize God's voice, but also your own. There's a lot of things going on in our head at all times, and our heart and our mind and our will, in our circumstances, in our soul. And one of the things that we've been talking about is quieting our environment so the Lord can quiet us. There are a lot of things that we can't control. You, like God, we can't control him. What he is doing in your life is his priorities. We can't convince him to do something on our terms, on our timetable. And changing us is one of those things. He has an agenda that he wants to accomplish in your life. And we can't change that, which is good, because he wants what's best for us, and if this is the agenda he's created for us, it's what's best for us. So it's good that we can't persuade him and dissuade him. But it can get frustrating when we don't see change, when he doesn't seem to be working on the things that we're struggling with. So really, the focus that gives us the rest that we're looking for is to take that attention off what he's doing or not doing in us and just focusing on him. Now, a lot of times, yes, it's easier said than done, which is why we are always talking about developing habits. You can do something about your environment. You can do something about how much activity you're engaging in. The more you're stirring things up, even your emotions, and sometimes these can be doing even fun things, that can disrupt and delay and interfere with our being aware of what God is doing within us. Now, again, God has an agenda and a timetable, and he knows what you have going on tomorrow. But you are more important than your tomorrow. And really what he's looking for to give us that motivation is experience. Is experiencing him, experiencing his love for us, his healing of us. And this is why so often he lets other things fail. So we've talked so often about the enemies that we have, and we have enemies. The world, our own flesh, our own selfishness, which everybody has. Everybody's selfish. Everybody has the world for an enemy, and everybody has the devil for an enemy. We all have that in common. But what we face is our unique relationship with God is being crafted in a specific way, according to his purposes for each one of us. So your path is going to be unique. And we've talked about taking authority, which is totally appropriate, over all our enemies, those enemies that we can take authority over. And some, like the world system, it's not something we take authority over. We overcome. And then there's the selfishness, our own soul doing its own control thing. That's something God has to change. But all that, it's all God bringing that to our attention. If we start going looking for problems, we will find them. But they may distract us from what God really wants to be talking to us about. So though we've been talking about our enemies and taking authority over them and developing those habits, again, which are right and proper to do, that's how we're looking at it, is developing good habits. They aren't the end-all and the be-all. And it doesn't mean that if you do them, if you learn these habits, if you learn to hear his voice, learn how to test what you hear and act on it, that doesn't mean your problems are all going to be solved. Because sometimes God wants you to have problems. Without problems, without hard circumstances, we wouldn't need God. Now, there are also some that are on the exact opposite end, where everything's going great. And you're wondering if, okay, you've got all your problems solved. And let me just let you know that we're like a two-sided coin. Things are either going great or they're going bad. God is just working on a different side. During hard circumstances, he shows us where our soul is trying to maintain control. But guess what? When things are going well, he shows us where our soul is trying to maintain control. So we don't look at our circumstances as a gauge of how things are going. You can be in the middle of victory and be depressed, or feel great, be in wonderful circumstances, and be rejecting God's interference in your life. So that's one of our habits we're going to develop, is to not look at our circumstances unless God draws our attention to them. Because there are places where we do want to look at, in general, our circumstances. If you keep going around the same mountain, if you keep struggling with the same thing over and over again, odds are really good that you're resisting God in an area, because he wants to heal you. He wants to reveal himself in that situation, and you're avoiding it. And it's your soul wanting to maintain control. But on a regular basis, other than that, pretty much, we don't want to evaluate how we're doing according to our circumstances. Circumstances come and they go. We'll go up and down and left and right and in and out, night and day. Happy and sad, angry and cheerful. None of those are barometers, good indicators of how we're doing. But we can know how we're doing. We can know what God thinks of us because we can ask Him. And He's loving and faithful to let us know. And we can rely on that. But how do we know? By experience. This is part of our challenge that we're all up against is what you have learned up till now worked? Don't settle for anything less than knowing God, than being able to know in your heart how much He loves you by experience, not just by faith, not just by hope, not just because you read it and because the Bible says so and you feel so good when you sing those songs and people prayed for you and you felt better or He did something miraculous for you at one point in time. But because you've experienced His presence, His love for you, He has changed you. And you know that you know that you know. Now, some people arrive at that through big experiences, miracles, tremendous healings, God's intervention in a huge scale. But others, it's just sometimes even going to bed doubting that there is a God and waking up the next morning and knowing for sure not only is there a God, but that He loves them. And they are safe in that love. This is another reason why it's so important to hear Him for ourselves. So we can not only know Him, but encourage one another. Not to say this is how you need to do it, but to say this is who you need to go to find out how to do it. By experience. So we've been talking about hearing God's voice, testing it, and then acting on it. So Lord, right now, I just ask that You take away and reveal any interference for any of us. We exercise our authority. Any demonic interference, occultic, witchcraft, curses, you're broken and you must go now. You must go where Jesus sends you and you can't come back. And any attempt to come back will be prevented. And those things that do have a legal right to be here, Lord, we just ask that this week, You deal with those things. You bring those things to our any inroads, any lies or wounds, bring them to the surface so that they can be dealt with. Lord, we don't want to be carrying these things around unnecessarily. So teach us. Or just the healing. Give us the truth. Reveal yourself. Make the change so that we can be free of these entanglements. And we thank you ahead of time for what you have done and what you're going to do. So being able to distinguish between our own thoughts and thoughts the enemy may speak to us and the thoughts of the Lord is a long-term process. A lot of it starts with, and again, this is the Lord's going to be doing this in you, beginning to make you aware of your own thoughts. Most of us are totally unaware of what we are thinking, feeling, or even how we make decisions. We've always done things the same way, and we're going to continue to do things the same way, except the Lord's going to intervene. And part of the training that God puts us through is to bring these thoughts, the patterns, the habits, to the surface so we can evaluate the source so God's light can shine on the source and they can be dealt with. So those thoughts that you're thinking, where are they coming from and are they doing you any good? If they're not from you, who are they from? Are they from one of your enemies? Or are they from the Lord? If they're from the enemy, how do we deal with them? And then we deal with them. But those that are from the Lord, we can dwell on. Now, this can be concerning. Very often we have we're admonished not to spend too much time thinking about ourselves. We're supposed to think about others or about God and about our future, what we're supposed to be doing or the blessings that God wants to give us or, you know, asking questions. But part of what will happen is as you spend time with him, he's going to start drawing your attention to what you're giving your attention to, what you're thinking. And you might be surprised. You might even start seeing some connections as to what you're thinking, then where your emotions go. What you're thinking, then what your behaviors. What you're thinking versus what kinds of decisions you make. And I would encourage you, if the Lord is leading you into taking some time to really learn what you think, write it down. And ask him and take it seriously. This is school. This is training. This is not about guilt. This is not about condemnation or even conviction. This is about reality. This is what's been going on in your mind. And not all of us are going to be there right now, so don't worry about that. But if this is an area the Lord wants to start revealing to you what you're thinking, go there with him. It may not be fun. It may not be a pleasant experience. But it might be really insightful. It might answer some of your questions. And remember that everything God speaks to you is truth. what God is saying to you, what God is doing in your life, is life. And it will stand up to the questioning. It will stand up to the light of day. When he says, I love you, you want to be able to embrace that. And he will work through to make that possible. Now, on our part, we must be willing to change our beliefs. Because odds are, what you've been saying to yourself all these years has become a belief. Odds are, you'll find yourself that you have a thought life that is flesh-based or self-based or control-based rather than life-based. This is true for all of us. We think thoughts that keep our flesh, our self, in control, which keeps us protected and comfortable and in control. But God is not going to let you stay there. If we're going to hear from the Lord, as he cleans out our ears, we will likely have to lay aside those things that are interfering with our hearing to begin with. Those environmental and circumstantial influences, like what we read, what we listen to, even the things we say, and those internal dialogues, like what we spend our time thinking and agreeing with internally, God's going to bring those to the surface. Now, he's going to do the healing. He's going to separate what is true from false. Our job is to give him the time and the attention and recognize this is a big part of what he wants to do in our lives. And it's really strange because on the one hand, he's teaching us to let him free our soul to be joined to our spirit. But with that, he's teaching us to exercise our authority as a spirit being. So it's very rarely that it's one without the other. It's very rare that he's tearing down our flesh, but not also at the same time building up the soul-spirit connection. He very rarely does one separate from the other. Again, that which is life, eternal life, will prosper, will bring forth fruit in your life. And there's going to be times when you're going to feel or experience big change, and yet nothing will have really changed. But you will be different. You will have been set free. You will have been healed. Your questions will have been answered, and you might not even know you had questions. And these are God working on your behalf. Remember, your spirit is already in absolute communication with your soul, with God, and with your soul. But your soul filters and is selective because, again, your soul wants to maintain control. God is not going to let that happen. Now, the enemy, the devil, is subtle. And one of the reasons we want to be able to listen to our thoughts is because this is one of the big inroads the devil has into our lives. And let's just do a quick review of how powerful the enemy is. On the one hand, he's extremely powerful. And on the other, he's very controllable. He's been defeated. And because he was created by God, God has complete control over him. The only reason that there's a devil is because God made him. Purpose and do God's bidding. And he is a being. He and his little cronies, they are actual beings. I want you to think about bacteria. Let's say you go out and dig in your backyard or do something that's dirty. What do you do after you're done? You wash your hands with soap and water. And if you're then going to go handle food, for instance, you really wash them really well. Why? Because of bacteria. You don't want to take in bacteria that will make you sick. So you take precautions. But your life does not revolve around the fear of the bacteria that you've handled. It's part of this world. There is bacteria. And some bacteria are extremely dangerous. But most aren't. And they're easily taken care of with a little soap and water. And those that are extremely dangerous, we can identify and deal with. Hopefully avoid or take precautions against. But most of the time, bacteria are fairly harmless, and we just take care of them. If we get a scratch, we wash it and put a Band-Aid on it, protect it from getting infected. And our body has antibodies to deal with it, and we deal with it. We don't make it out to be something our world revolves around. But we accept that this is part of our diligence living in this world. That's the same with the devil and his little demon buddies. They are part of our existence. And just like somebody taught you how to wash your hands with soap and water, and how to clean that scratch, and how to keep clean and take care of areas where you're vulnerable, God does the same, preparing us to deal with these little demon buddies, creatures. So it's not something, it's just something we're going to have to learn, and then it won't be that big of a deal. So we'll pick it up there. If you've got any questions, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. Otherwise, we will be getting back together again same time next week. Until then, this has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.